This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. And now from Haverford College in Pennsylvania, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, our contestant Charlotte won her way to the final round at the end of the show. We'll find out a little later who she will face off against. But first, it's time for a game we call Mystery Guest. A stranger is about to come on stage. Jonathan and I have no idea what this person does or what makes them special, but our puzzle guru, Art Chung, does.
That's right. You and Jonathan will have to ask yes or no questions to figure out our mystery guest secret. Our mystery guest today is from the Philadelphia area. Mystery guest, please introduce yourself.
My name is Alan Drazen, and I invented something that's really, really cool.
So he says.
Throwing a little shade already.
You guys have to figure out what he invented. Ophira, you get
the
first question.
You invented something very, very cool. Does your invention help people live better lives?
Yes.
That's pretty broad.
Yeah.
I think that's the definition.
So it's not a pointless piece of art or something like that. Is your invention technological in nature?
No.
Did you invent this within the last 20 years?
No.
Ooh, okay. All right. It's been around in our lives for a while.
Does it have to do with food?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh. So, okay. Does it have to do...
Ice cream. Is it ice cream?
Yes.
Whoa.
What? I thought you were just joking around.
I was, but
you
now
invented,
I'm serious.
You invented ice cream?
Yes, I did.
What are you talking about?
Well, now, wait a minute.
No. Well,
I feel like we haven't gotten the full story.
No, we want something more specific.
More specific. It is an ice cream-related invention. Did you invent a certain kind of ice cream novelty?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. I have some thoughts.
Would I go to a store and buy your ice cream novelty in a freezer that I would push with my arm open?
Yes, you could.
Okay.
And one a door that you might pull open as
so
well.
So I would pull it open, but with this hand, just
correct.
So you know.
Very smart to go with what kind of door the ice cream is
well,
behind
you know,
in a grocery store. That narrows it down.
Stacked in boxes?
Some ice cream is not kept in freezers.
In Canada, you don't need a freezer. How about that?
It's true.
It's a lie.
Does your ice cream novelty have a stick in it?
Great question. No.
Does your ice cream novelty come wrapped in foil?
It does.
Did you invent the Klondike bar?
No. But close.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on,
it's getting close.
So, think what else is wrapped in foil? What other ice cream novelties are wrapped in foil?
Well, because I was thinking those, like the drumstick cones, they're wrapped in paper. Is this going to start coming like a country thing?
Specific?
Yeah.
Well, it's...
I know you're Canadian.
I know, I'm like lost all
you're
of a sudden.
You're going to name a bunch of ice cream novelties that nobody's ever heard of before.
Creamsicles? Not a creamsicle, it's in a stick. What else is in a foil? I mean, like there's a lot of brand... name things, and the ice cream sandwich is out. And
you were good to focus on the shape of the product.
Okay, is the shape a circle?
Let's say it's a half a circle.
Is it a Choco Taco?
Yes, it is.
What? Nice. I have to admit right now, I have never had a Choco Taco, and I feel...
I'm sorry, what country do you say you're from?
Canada.
Alan, will you explain to our Canadian friends
what
a Choco Taco is?
Explain
a Choco Taco is a sugar cone shell, but it's the shape of a taco.
Yeah.
It's filled with ice cream, primary flavor vanilla fudge ice cream, and the open end of the taco is rolled in a mixture of milk chocolate and roasted peanuts.
And how did you come to invent this?
So I was sitting at my desk one day at the end of the ice cream season and trying to think of an idea for a unique ice cream novelty.
Yeah.
Something that would, you know, capture the imagination and maybe have some legs and stick around for a while. It was 1983, more than 20 years ago. And it's had tremendous staying power in the U.S. It's in just about every Walmart in the country, 80% of the supermarkets, most convenience stores and dollar stores. It's everywhere.
What were you doing with your life that led you to become an ice cream inventor? Because, you know, obviously in 83, you were p- potentially making a living in some other fashion.
I was in the ice cream business, and actually
I started
my career driving a Good Humor truck.
No way.
Yes, way.
That's amazing. I thought those were all covers for drugs, but
I've been watching too many Cheech and Chong movies.
So you drove around serving ice cream. Of course, you got to know what people liked.
Yes.
And what they didn't like, and you thought it's time to introduce a new thing.
Well, what made it really unique is that if you eat an ice cream cone, you sort of eat the chocolate and the nuts on the top, and you eat the cone and the ice cream. With a chocolate taco, you eat it all, just about every bite.
Right, you just cram it in your mouth.
You do.
Now, have you thought about inventing other ice cream confections?
Well, actually, I'm kind of working on a variant of the chocolate taco.
Oh, what's it called?
It's secret. That's what it's called. Big secret.
Frozen fajita?
No.
It's a chicken taco.
Well,
it's just a regular taco.
In time, you'll all find out, but it'll be very innovative. It's going to be really interesting.
And when might we look for this next invention?
2018.
2018.
Maybe the tail end of 17, but most likely 18.
Okay.
Exciting.
It is a pleasure to meet you, and I cannot wait
great.
To
Thank
have
you
my
so much
very
for having
first
me.
Choco Taco. Give it up for our mystery guest, Alan Drazen.